James Brandon Lewis and his quartet from the 2020 release Molecular, released on the Intact recording label, with Brandon Lewis at tenor saxophone, Aruan Ortiz at the piano, Brad Jones at the bass, and Chad Taylor drums and marimba. Prior to that, Aruan Ortiz at the piano leading a trio featuring Andrew Sorrell at drums and Mauricio Herrera at percussion. Also an Intact release, also from 2020, release entitled Inside Rhythmic Falls. Argerelle's Disciple was the name of that piece. Prior to that, Chess Smith leading We All Break from the new one, Path of Seven Colors, just released on Pyroclastic recording label. And that was a piece entitled Raw Urbane. Miguel Zenon at alto sax, Matt Mitchell at the piano, Nick Dunson at the bass, Daniel Breville, Jean-Guy René, and Marcus Schwartz all at Tanbu and vocals, Ches Smith at drums, percussion, and vocals, and compositions, of course. Prior to that, from the album Vegetables, Lena Alamano and her Four, and a piece entitled O Avocado. Lena, of course, at trumpet and compositions. Brody West at alto sax. Andrew Downing at double bass, and the great Nick Fraser at the drums. You can find that recording on Lumo Recordings, one of two new releases featuring Lena Alamano, just out. Prior to that, Daniel Carter in a quartet setting with Matthew Shipp at the piano, William Parker at the bass, and Gerald Cleaver at the drums. Majestic Travel Agency was the name of that piece from Welcome Adventure Volume 1, released on Daniel Carter's own 577 Music imprint. Prior to that, Devin Gray and a quartet featuring Ellery Esklin at reeds, Michael Formanek at the bass, and David Bellew at trumpet. Piece entitled Trends of Trending, taken from the release from about 5 years ago, entitled Dorigo Rataplan, released on Devin Gray's own Rataplan imprint. And we started off that set with a piece featuring Dave Bellew at trumpets and arrangements, taken from the forthcoming Blue Vertical from the Mario Pavoni Dialect Trio Plus One. That was a philosophy series. Mario, of course, at bass, Matt Mitchell at piano, Tyshawn Sorey at the drums, and you can find that on Out of Your Head Music. Looking forward to the full release. Indeed, should be out in a couple of weeks. This is Jazz Muck, right here on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal, www.ckut.ca, all around the world. Playlists for this program can be found at jazzamuck.blogspot.ca.
This is Michelle Mendege-Ocello, and you're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Keep it locked. That is sweet little boy, just a little too sweet. And every night the man
shows. Hi, this is Lee Fields from Soulfire Records. And when I'm in Montreal, I listen to CKUT 90.3 on the FM dial.
We're going to start this second set off with something featuring Ches Smith at drums, Vibes Glockenspiel, as part of Tim Burns' Snake Oil. From the album The Fantastic Mrs. 10, released on the Intact recording label, we're going to hear the piece Surface Noise. Tim Burns, alto sax, Mark Ducray, guitars, Matt Mitchell, piano, and other keyboards, and Oscar Noriega at clarinets, and Mr. Smith again at the drums. All right, here in Jazz Muck.
Thank you. Thank you. Wow.
James Brandon Lewis and his Lily Quintet from the brand new Jessup Wagon, a piece entitled Seer. Brandon Lewis at tenor saxophone and compositions. Joining him for the release and sounding fine is Kirk Nufty at the cornet, William Parker at djembe on that piece, of course, bass on a number of other pieces, Chris Hoffman at the cello, and Chad Taylor at the drums. Seer, once again, was the name of that piece. Brand new release just out on Teo Forms Recordings, and everyone must have this recording. Prior to that, another brand new release, this time from International Anthem, and it's Jamie Branch and her project Fly or Die from a live performance in Switzerland in I think the spring of 2020 with Jamie Branch at trumpet, vocals, and vibraslap. Lester St. Louis at cello, vocals, and tiny cymbal. Jason Ajamian at bass, vocals, and egg shakers. And Chad Taylor at drums, vocals, and marimba. Waltzer was the name of that piece. You may have recognized it from the album Live! Just out, as I say, on the International Anthem recording label. Prior to that, from one of the discs from Sacred Ceremonies, a piece entitled Ruby Red Largo, a sonnet. Wadada Leo Smith at the trumpet, Bill Laswell at the basses, and Milford Graves at drums and percussion. Of course, a box set released a couple months ago on the Tum recording label, featuring Wadada Leo Smith throughout, both in solo, duo, and trio settings. Prior to that, in a quartet setting from 1977 live, the Ladies Fort, 2 Bond Street in New York City. That was Michael Gregory Jackson and something from the release Frequency Equilibrium Cone. Joining him, the great Julius Hemphill at alto saxophone, Abdul Wadud at the cello, and Farron Akhlaf at the drums. Michael Gregory Jackson, I should say, all kinds of guitars, body percussion, chimes, bamboo flutes, and he also did the recording, the post-production, the digital editing, and provided the compositions. That was a meditation. Dan Weiss, before that, and his project, Stair Baby, from Natural Selection, the second release from them. Bridge of Trust was the piece we heard. Matt Mitchell at the piano, Craig Taborn at the piano, Ben Maunder at the guitar, Trevor Dunn at electric bass, and Dan Weiss at drums, tabla, piano, and compositions. But of course, Mary Halverson's Code Girl before that, the opening track to Artlessly Falling, featuring Robert Wyatt, the legendary Robert Wyatt at voice, who's featured on 3 tracks on the release, came out on Firehouse 12. Also features Maria Grand at reeds, Adam O'Farrell at trumpet, Michael Formanek at the bass, Thomas Fujiwara at drums, Amurta Kadimbi at voice, and as I mentioned, Robert Wyatt featured there on The Lemon Trees. Prior to that, we heard from, as I mentioned, Tim Byrne and Snake Oil, and a piece entitled Surface Noise from the fantastic Mrs. Ten, and nothing sounds like Tim Byrne's Snake Oil. You must agree. This is Jazz Mock right here on CKUT 90.3 FM, www.ckut.ca. I want to say a big thank you to Lawrence Joseph for helping me out over the last over a year now, and alternating with me on a bi-weekly kind of thing. Lawrence is getting busy with life opening up again, so I want to thank him very much for helping us out here at Jazz Muck, and we're going to return to try and do a weekly thing from John B. Hopefully we can pull it off, and time will allow me to present a new show every week. We'll see how it goes. Soon we'll be in the studio too, I hope. So, as I say, we'll see how it goes. Just enough time to say thank you very much for listening to this week's edition of Jazz Amok. Hope you can be here again next week. And remember, keep it locked, 90.3 FM in Montreal, www.ckut.ca. Take good care.
What's the matter? Is everything all right? That's okay. I've got just the right thing for you. CKUT 90.3.
The People's Sound is calling. The Suwannee Perry Pupillo Music Festival is back and online with free jazz, noise, punk, new music, spoken word, electronic, avant-rock, sound art, and dance parties. Over 60 artists performing from Montreal, Chicago, Philadelphia, Sioux Lookout, Toronto, Mexico City, Brussels, Berlin, Tehran, Kampala, and Nairobi. Heed the call between June 3rd and 21st at suwanneeperrypupillo.org.
Welcome to Legalese, a broadcast about law cast broadly. Bienvenue à Legalese, une émission consacrée au droit qui vise à rendre le jargon plus accessible tout en évaluant de manière critique ses institutions. I'm Michelle Pucci, your host for this month's edition of Legalese. Today on the show, we'll be hearing the first episode in a three-part series about the justice system's unfortunate response to homelessness. These episodes were put together by some of our peers at Radlaw McGill and the Resilience Montreal Legal Information Clinic. In this first episode, we'll hear from David Chapman and students who volunteer at various legal clinics that serve people who are homeless or who visit shelters. They will describe the resources, or lack thereof, and the fatal consequences for people with precarious housing. Also, we'll hear how people who are homeless are particularly vulnerable to being stopped, fined, and ultimately put in prison for offenses created by the municipal government. With that, here is the producer of the first episode of the series, Emily Knox.
In the winter of 2020, shortly before the pandemic hit, a group of law students from McGill launched a legal information clinic at Resilience Montreal. And Resilience is a day shelter in downtown Montreal that offers services